It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The dean of Michigan State University's School of Osteopathy, who supervised former sports doctor Larry Nassar, is stepping down. Lawsuits filed against the university by victims and their families say William Strample and other MSU officials ignored warnings that Nassar was a sexual predator and supported Nassar following multiple sexual assault allegations. The university says Strample is resigning as dean for medical reasons and will stay on the school's faculty. Jack, do you think we'll see more news like this in the coming weeks and months?
Oh, I expect so. I'm surprised it's taken so long. Kate Wells of Michigan Radio staff has an excellent piece listing the dominoes that may be likely to fall. You can find on the website. I think when he says he resigned for medical reasons, I suspect that means it's not healthy for the university to have him there. But the whole thing is that these women have always alleged that there were a lot of people who had to have known about what Dr. Nassar was doing to them. Some of them said they complained and were dismissed, and I think we're going to see a steady drumbeat of this.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says there's no set timeline for public agencies to fulfill Freedom of Information Act requests. This was in response to a letter from State Representative Gary Glenn. Glenn wanted to know about how long public agencies have to fulfill FOIA requests once they've granted them. Apparently, the only thing state law says about this is that once a FOIA request is granted, the agency must give a, quote, best efforts estimate. Jack, why don't we have more concrete guidance from the state on this?
Well, I think we do. I think you're supposed to respond through a FOIA or a Freedom of Information Act request within 5 days, and you can have a 10-day extension. This is an interesting, sort of a fascinating case. Bill Schuette is against freedom of information. He doesn't want people to have the ability to get government documents, especially ones he doesn't want them to see. And you have an odd confluence of what you might call the left, people like the ACLU, and people who are very conservative, like Gary Glenn, who don't trust the government either and want more freedom of information, not just for journalists who have the same rights as citizens, but anybody to be able to get documents and see them and not be charged exorbitant fees for them, which is what governments are trying to do now, and which is really contrary to the whole spirit of the Freedom of Information Act, both the federal one and the ones the various states have. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out and if there's any political backlash.
Yesterday, the state started accepting applications from people who want to get into the medical marijuana business. The licenses will let businesses grow, process, transport, or sell marijuana to patients who have medical marijuana cards. Right now, the state has no idea how many medical marijuana distributors there are in Michigan or the quality of the marijuana that's going to patients. That's according to David Harnes with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Board, which will issue the licenses. What do you think, Jack? Is this the way to get organized?
Well, I can't speak to the specific regulations they're proposing, but something is badly needed. We've sort of been in a mess since 2008 when this was legalized because the state never set up a distribution network, never made provision for approved growers, for ways that would be seamless for people to get medical marijuana as they do any other drug they're prescribed. And so we have all sorts of dealers and semi-dealers and people of dubious legality. And so we need to do something like this. And I think that everybody agrees on that. And it'll be fascinating to see how this develops. What happens if recreational marijuana is then legalized?
A citizens group opposed to gerrymandering is way ahead of schedule toward getting its redistricting proposal on the state ballot next year. Katie Fahey heads the group called Voters Not Politicians. She says they collected 450,000 voter signatures in 4 months and will submit them to the Bureau of Elections on Monday. The proposal calls for an independent commission of citizens to draw the lines of legislative districts. Jack, looking pretty far down the road, do you have any thoughts on how this might play out if it gets on the ballot?
If it gets on the ballot, it will pass overwhelmingly. But Republicans and other people who like the present system just fine, lobbying groups, business groups, are going to do everything they can to prevent it from getting on the ballot. They clearly have enough signatures. Even the Voters Not Politicians people were taken aback by the intensity with which people supported this. The nice fall weather helped too. But they're going to challenge this on all sorts of legal grounds. There was some sort of technical glitch with an affidavit when these petitions were first certified. They'll try to get them thrown out on those grounds. They'll try to get them thrown out on grounds that it changes too much of the Constitution. The Constitution says any constitutional amendment can only change so much of the Constitution. And there's going to be a long, protracted court fight in which they'll do everything, by fair means or otherwise, to keep this off the ballot.
All right, Jack. Well, have a good weekend and try not to spend too much time shoveling your driveway.
I thought I'd sun myself in the backyard.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.